Government is warning of the dangers of the historic storm. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
FEMA says it's a giant.
Category 3 or 4 storm at landfall.
After Administrator Brock Long briefed him in the Oval Office, the president agreed and says North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia need to be ready.
They haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years. Maybe ever.
He says the federal government's sparing no expense and is fully prepared. He also declared last year's response to Hurricane Maria on Puerto Rico as incredibly successful, though the U.S. territory's governor recently revised the official death toll to nearly 3,000 people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. State Department on Tuesday expressed deep concern over China's worsening crackdown on minority Muslims in the Xi Jinping region. The Trump administration considered sanctions against Chinese senior officials and companies linked to allegations of human rights abuses. We get more from Reuters' Grace Lee.
Veteran journalist Bob Wood.
The Trump White House may be about to punish China for recent reports that say it's detaining mass numbers of Muslim minorities. Sources in Congress tell Reuters the U.S. government is looking at possible sanctions, and they would target top officials and companies who helped build alleged detention camps as well as surveillance to track and monitor ethnic Uyghur Muslims. It would mark one of the administration's first moves against Beijing on grounds of human rights. On Tuesday, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert declined to discuss possible action but expressed concern over the crackdown. She says a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers have asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to impose sanctions.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Officials in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province say that the death toll from Tuesday's suicide bombing has now risen to 60.